This news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Jared Cash Butterfield appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court yesterday for a motion hearing. The prosecution had filed a motion to strike a witness and a motion to amend the information. The defense requested an adjournment, citing the voluminous nature of the file and the need for more time to consult with the client. The court granted the adjournment, and all proceedings will now be addressed on June 9th at 9 a.m. In a recent Huron County Circuit Court proceeding heard by the Honorable Judge Gerald Prill, Charles Bruce Hiltz II received sentencing for prohibited weapons possession and a probation violation. Hiltz, age 42, was found with two firearms while on probation for a third offense of operating while intoxicated. His blood alcohol level was 0.112 when contacted by probation officers. The defense cited Hiltz's alcoholism and a Huntington's disease diagnosis, presenting letters from his daughter's family requesting consideration for his limited time. The prosecution noted Hiltz's two prior felonies and 22 misdemeanors, advocating for a sentence within the 7 to 28-month guidelines. The court acknowledged Hiltz's health and the submitted letters, but emphasized the probation violation and the prohibition against felons possessing firearms. Hiltz's probation was unsuccessfully discharged. For the probation violation, he was sentenced to 365 days in the county jail with credit for 182 days already served. For the firearms charge, he received 365 days in county jail with credit for 1 day served. The first 7 months of his sentence are to be served up front, with the remaining time held in abeyance, contingent upon his compliance, including work release with regular substance testing. Fines and court costs were also imposed and the firearms were forfeited. Although medical and recreational marijuana is legal, there are several state and local rules and regulations that govern those businesses. And because of that, the Vassar Township Board of Trustees approved hiring Cody Legg as marijuana coordinator. His starting pay will be $2,500 per month. His pay increases to $2,750 a month if he passes an evaluation by Supervisor Bruce Folther and if he meets all requirements. After 6 months, his pay will increase to $3,000 if he passes another evaluation and if he masters all of the necessary requirements. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back with more news. A commercial truck hauling a trailer overturned Tuesday afternoon in Huron County's Sebring Township, according to the Huron County Sheriff's Office. The crash happened around 3:32 p.m. on May 6th along Wildner Road, about 8 feet west of Unionville Road. Investigators say the eastbound 1999 Kenworth construction truck was turning from a private drive onto Wildner Road when the rear trailer entered a ditch, causing the trailer to overturn and spill its contents. Deputies reported the roadway was dry at the time with cloudy daytime conditions. The 18-year-old driver from Gagetown area was not injured in the crash and was wearing a shoulder and lap belt. Authorities reported no signs of alcohol or drug involvement, and no other vehicles were involved. The truck sustained functional damage and was removed from the scene by a towing service. A private party later cleaned debris from the ditch area. Deputies listed improper turning as a hazardous action contributing to the accident. And the Supreme Court began oral arguments today on a landmark case involving the limits of federal agency power over social media algorithms. The case Nexus versus Federal Trade Commission examines whether agencies can mandate transparency in proprietary software without specific congressional authorization. Legal experts suggest the ruling could redefine the major questions doctrine, potentially curbing the authority of various regulatory bodies. A decision is expected by the end of the summer term, with both tech giants and privacy advocates watching closely for shifts in digital regulatory landscape. And stock markets in Asia showed varied performance this Tuesday as initial excitement over AI gains gave way to fears of a market bubble. While Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.7%, South Korea's KOSPI fell 1.2%, with analysts citing an over-reliance on a small cluster of tech leaders. The downturn in Seoul is being described by market experts as a political redistribution phase of the AI boom. Investors are increasingly wary of the gap between AI potential and actual revenue generation for hardware manufacturers in the region. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, for your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning, and that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.